It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's N line between Denver and the northern suburbs will open next week. North Glenn Mayor Meredith Lighty says that's a cause for celebration.
Our community is so excited for the N line to finally open. We've been anxiously awaiting this week.
In Colorado Springs, Mayor John Suthers looked to the city's future in his State of the City address Thursday. Here's KRCC's Abigail Backman.
The mayor focused on the growth, resiliency, and future of Colorado Springs. The effects of the coronavirus pandemic also played a major role in his speech. Suthers described the financial losses from the pandemic as significant, with the potential to affect essential services. But he said officials have taken measures to lessen those impacts.
We cut $22 million from our 2020 budget. We imposed a hiring freeze that has resulted in the city having over 200 less employees than a year ago. We deferred large capital projects.
Other highlights from the speech include the City for Champions projects, investments in the southeast quadrant of the city, and efforts to become the permanent home of the U.S. Space Force. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is praising a federal judge's decision to block service changes at the U.S. Postal Service. Weiser says the changes have caused business delays and Coloradans not getting their medicines on time. The state was also concerned about the effects on Colorado's all-mail ballot system. Colorado and 13 other states sued last month over changes at the Postal Service. Federal prosecutors have charged a Colorado man with a hate crime after he allegedly tried to kill a black man in Oregon. 26-year-old Nolan Stroud is charged with stabbing the man at a fast food restaurant. The indictment says when asked why he attacked the man, Strauss said it was because he doesn't like black people. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.